صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Our first page, from the middle of the page, we will discuss aqeedah. My dear Islamic brothers, in one of our previous lectures, we were discussing about the belief, about the aqaid, the different anbiya-i kiram alayhi salatu wasalam. So remember, the anbiya-i kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah, came to inform us of the unseen. If heaven, hell, the last day, resurrection, chastisement and reward are not of the unseen, then what are they? So remember that Anbiya-i Kiram alayhim salatu wasalam were given the knowledge of unseen. This is also a topic which we will try, inshallah, to discuss as a whole. This is whole the subject that Anbiya-i Kiram alayhim salatu wasalam, and especially our beloved Rasul, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was given ilm-e ghaib. Ilmul ghaib is the terminology, and in English it is called knowledge of unseen. Normally a person can't see behind wall. Normally a person can't hear from miles of distance. Normally a person can't know what is in your and my heart. But with the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, Anbiya-i Kiram alayhim salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah, they have been given the power to know what is happening behind the wall, to know what a person is thinking, to know what a person is doing hundreds of miles away. This is the special blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, which they got. So my dear Islamic brothers, as I told you that this is a permanent topic which we will try to discuss inshallah later on. But remember, one of the basic aqaid about Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, about the prophets of Allah, that Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, they came to inform us of the unseen. And they also, ulama-i kiram, they gave the example that if heaven, hell, we can't see heaven, we can't see hell, we can't see day of judgment, all these things are unseen for us. But Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has given the power to His Anbiya, to His Prophets, and especially the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that He told us the stories, He told us about the creation of Jannah, Hell and Heaven and all these things. So if Heaven, Hell, the Last Day, Resurrection, Chastisement and Reward are not of the unseen, then what are they? Actually, their excellence and their real mission is to inform and explain to us those things which the mind and thinking cannot even reach. It is this which is called ghaib, unseen. Even the awliyaullah are blessed with knowledge of the unseen, but this too is ata'i ilm. Ata'i is that ilm which is given by Almighty Allah. And the ilm which Almighty Allah has, that is ilm is called ilm-e zati, personal ilm. Almighty Allah has all powers, and these powers are personal. Nobody has given these powers to Almighty Allah. But Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam and Awliya-i Kamilin, they have been given special powers. And who is the giver? Almighty Allah. Who is the bestower? Almighty Allah. And they got these different types of powers which a common person cannot get. So all these things are whatever a Nabi gives, whatever a Nabi knows, whatever a Nabi does, all these things he is doing due to that power which is given by Almighty Allah. So remember, these things are called atai things given by Almighty Allah. Even the awliyaullah are blessed with knowledge of unseen, but this too is atai and has been awarded to them through the blessings of the Prophet. So awliya-i kamilin, even they, if they get any power, if they get ilmul ghaib, if they get the power to do certain things, to do certain actions, to help their disciples, to help their mureedin, to help their followers from far away, they got the power. But with the blessings of Anbiya-i Kiram, alayhi salatu wasalam. The Anbiya are more superior to all the creation, including to the Rusulul Malaika. Rusulul Malaika is the terminology. There are certain angels who are, we have discussed this thing also, there are certain angels who are considered Rusulul Malaika. Let's suppose Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he is Rasul. He is not Nabi, but he is Rasul. Hazrat Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam, he is also Rasul. And in Arabic, Malaika is the word used for angels. And there are some angels who have been bestowed with, you can say, the very special powers, and they are very selected. So those special angels, some of them they are called Rusulul Malaika. So Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, they are superior to all the creation, including to the Rusulul Malaika. No matter how exalted a wali may be, he can never be equal to a Nabi. This is also one of our basic beliefs, that any person, whatever rank he gets, he cannot be equal to any prophet. One who says any non-Nabi to be more superior or even equal to any Nabi is a kafir, is unbeliever. To respect a Nabi is fard-e-ayn. In actually, it is the reality and essence of all fard. The slightest disrespect and disregard of a Nabi or falsification of the word of any Nabi renders one as an unbeliever. So this is also one of the basic aqaid. If a person, he is doing lot of ibadat, he has lot of taqwa, he fasts whole the year, he is paying lot of charity, he is doing lot of ibadat, but in any sense, in any way, in any manner, you can say, if he is disrespecting and disregarding any Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he will be regarded as kafir. Even there's a story that once upon a time, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Qazi Abu Yusuf, he is one of the biggest imams of Fiqh Hanafi. He is the, you can say, closest student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala, and he is the most superior personality in Fiqh Hanafi. There's four school of thoughts, and biggest of them is Fiqh Hanafi. So Imam Qazi Abu Yusuf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was chief justice at his time, and he used to implement the rules and regulations of Sharia. Once upon a time, he was invited in some way, and there were different types of foods they prepared for them. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala, I think maybe the pumpkin was present also on the mat, on the dastarkhan, and he told that I like this pumpkin, this Qaddu Sharif, and suddenly a person said, at the same time, somebody said that this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to like pumpkin. A person said immediately, I don't like it. What was said? A person said, pumpkin, Qaddu Sharif, was so much, you can say, a lucky vegetable, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to like pumpkin, Qaddu Sharif. At the same moment, another person said, I don't like it. Now he is disliking the liking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala took out his sword and said, do repent from it. If you don't repent from it, I'll kill you. Why? Because you are disliking the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is only a vegetable, but this vegetable now has the blessings that this vegetable is liked by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So every liking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be, you can say, every Muslim must have respect for that. Every Muslim must have this mindset that he must like this thing also. So my dear Islamic brothers, anything which relates to any prophet of Allah, if anybody says that I don't like this, now he will be regarded as kafir. Whether he is a very good reciter of Quran, whether he is a good scholar, whether he is a good alim, whatever he is, now he is just doing a gustakhi in the court of Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, so he will be regarded as kafir. Almighty Allah azza wa jal sent down many nabis from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam up to our Nabi Sayyidul Alameen Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some of them have been mentioned clearly in the Holy Quran, whilst others have not. The names of the nabis which have been mentioned clearly in the Holy Quran are Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ishaq ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Yaqub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Yusuf ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa, Hazrat Sayyiduna Harun, Hazrat Sayyiduna Shu'aib, Hazrat Sayyiduna Lut, Hazrat Sayyiduna Hud, Hazrat Sayyiduna Dawood, Hazrat Sayyiduna Sulaiman, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ayyub, Hazrat Sayyiduna Zakariya, Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya, Hazrat Sayyiduna Isa, Hazrat Sayyiduna Yunus, Hazrat Sayyiduna Ilyas, Hazrat Sayyiduna Idris, Hazrat Sayyiduna Zulkifl, Hazrat Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidul Mursaleen, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is also mentioned in Holy Quran. Almighty Allah azza wa jal created Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam without a mother or father. From sand, dust, Allah azza wa jal appointed him as his khalifa, representative, envoy, and blessed him with the knowledge of the names of all the things. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal commanded the angels to go down in sajda, prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. All obeyed this command except Shaitan, who was from the fraternity of jinn and a great worshipper, and was thus counted amongst the angels. But he refused to prostrate and became cursed forever. So my dear Islamic brothers, in this aqeedah, we also came to know that Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was created without father and mother, and he was given the knowledge and names of each and everything which is in this entire universe. So this is also daleel upon ilmul ghaib of anbiya-i kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah azza wa jal has told the names of each and everything which exists, or which was existing, or which will exist till the day of Qiyamah. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And in very first para, in Suratul Baqarah, in the very beginning of verses of Quran, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla taught Adam the names of all the things. So this is also ilmul ghaib. That Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, because a person cannot know the name, cannot memorize the name of a thing, if he doesn't see that thing. It is impossible. It means that all the things were presented, and then the name was told. And this thing also told in the very next verse, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And then Almighty Allah azza wa jal presented those things, عَرَضَهُمْ. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal presented those things alal malaika, in front of angels. The first Nabi to come to earth was Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the first Rasul, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, was not Rasul. He was Nabi. And the first Rasul to be sent towards the unbelievers was Hazrat Sayyiduna Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is also important thing that we must know, that who was first Nabi, first Prophet, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And who was first Rasul, Hazrat Sayyiduna Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam propagated the truth and imparted guidance for 950 years. He propagated, the unbelievers of his era were very hostile and obstinate. They caused him much discomfort and mocked at him. Only a small number of people became believers in such a long period of time. When he saw that the rest of them were obstinate and refused to accept the truth, the true faith, he prayed to Almighty Allah for their destruction. A great flood came upon them and the entire earth was submerged under water. Only the believers and a pair of all animals which were taken into the ark survived the great flood. So we must also know that what happened at the very beginning of this mankind, that Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, they preached to their nations. They tried their best to call the people toward righteousness, to call the people towards the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, towards the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And how much Hazrat Nuh ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam tried his best until 950 years he preached. And how many people they embraced Islam? It is said that only 50 people. They embraced Islam and they came in the fold of Islam. So my dear Islamic brothers, this thing is also very helpful for us if we are trying to rectify someone and he doesn't come closer and he doesn't come towards righteousness. We must not feel this thing that I'm trying my best and nobody is coming around me. So this is, you can say, the blessings of Almighty Allah that he gave us and granted us the tawfiq to invite other people toward righteousness. This is our duty. What the normally Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. In Surah Yasin, this thing is mentioned. And whenever a preacher preaches, whenever a muballigh does his bayan, whenever a khatib, a wise, or any personality, whenever he gives a lecture, at the end, what does he say? وَمَا عَلَيَّ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. Nothing was upon me except delivering the message. So delivering the message is our duty. The person to whom we are giving this message, now it depends upon him whether he gets the tawfiq to accept it or not. This is our, you can say, part of the game. This is our duty. Just we have to obey the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal and convey the message to other. Even though Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he preached, how much he emphasized about the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, this thing is said that very, you can say, famous Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, their family members did not embrace Islam. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's son, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says, innahu laysa min ahlik. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's son, he was not a believer. He was an unbeliever. So, at last, when the flood started coming and water was flowing from every way, he did not came in this ark. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he was feeling, every father has a feeling about his son. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was feeling something, then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal descended wahi and said, innahu laysa min ahlik. This is not your from your family. Only that person will belong to your family who will be the follower of my Nabi. This is also a rule. You can say qaida. This is the commandment that every that person who does not believe in Allah, who does not obey the commandments of Almighty Allah, if he is our family member, he would not be considered. If he is not Muslim, then he would not be our family member. So this is also one of the basic beliefs that if we are trying our best, we are trying to rectify the people, we must think that our duty is only and only to just convey the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we must also supplicate in the holy court of Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am giving invitation to this person for so long, please give him tawfiq and guide him towards right path. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, due to our dua, due to our supplication, with wholeheartedly, inshallah, a day will come, inshallah, he will be rectified. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. My dear Islamic brothers, another important thing which we learn also, that it is not permitted to assign an actual figure specifying the number of Anbiya-i Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, since there are varying narrations in this regard. Specifying and setting a fixed figure could cause one to have iman in one less Nabi or to make a non-Nabi a Nabi. And both these are kufr. We should thus hold the belief that we believe in every Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is also one of the basic beliefs, that whoever has been sent as Nabi, we have belief. The Nabis have been blessed with different levels of excellence. Some have been blessed with special excellence over others. And the most exalted amongst them all is our beloved Prophet, Holy Prophet Sayyidul Alameen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And after Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the greatest excellence has been afforded to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The first rank has been given to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in entire creation, whose ranks have been elevated mostly, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And after Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he got the highest rank. After Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Hazrat Nuh ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. And these five prophets are known as Mursaline Ulul Azm. Ulul Azm, the most superior amongst prophets. So these are most superior amongst the prophets. The above mentioned five Nabis are more exalted than all the other prophets, humans, angels, jinns, and the entire creation. Just as the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest amongst all the prophets, it must be said without comparison that the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by virtue of his blessings, is the greatest of all ummahs and nations. All the anbiya have been blessed with a dignified status and a special honor in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To compare them, Allah forbid, ma'adallah, to the status of cobblers in the court of Allah is open blasphemy and a statement that is kufr. So this thing is also mentioned in some of, you can say, books which was written, and this thing was said. Har adna ya ala. Aur usme anbiya-e ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, they mentioned that anbiya-e ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, whether they have got very high ranks from the people, or some you can say the common people. Har adna ya ala, uski haisiyat Allah ke samne chude chamar ki si hai. Chuda chamar is, you can say, this is that type of word which is not used for any respectable person. So in one of those books, one of the person, he wrote this thing, and their followers also existed this time. So they said that everyone, whoever he is, whether he is Nabi, Ghaire Nabi, whether he, whatever grade and rank he got, his status in front of Almighty Allah is like a cobbler. So this is clearly a kufr, and anyone who has this belief, whether he is a preacher, whether he's a alim, whether he's a scholar, whether he's a muhaddith, whether he's a mufassir, whatever he is, he will be considered a non-believer. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, normally mojiza is a very famous word which is used in English also, and we people also say this is a mojiza or karamat. So what is the definition of mu'jiza and what is the definition of karamat? Inshallah, we will learn this thing. One of the proofs of a Nabi's claim of nubuwwat being legitimate is that a Nabi publicly announces his true claim of nubuwwat, thereby taking the responsibility of performing actions which are generally contrary to their natural happenings and therefore impossible for any ordinary person to perform. With this, he challenges the unbelievers to perform a miraculous action like his. On the basis of his claim, Almighty Allah brings forth the extraordinary and miraculous phenomena causing the unbelievers to be rendered powerless and incapable of challenging his claim. This is called a mu'jiza. What is mu'jiza? An unbelievable thing. A common person cannot even think that this thing can happen through the hands or through the wish of a human being. So, every that thing which the intellect of a person, which an aql of a human being does not accept, that thing is called, if this thing is done by a Nabi, then it is called mu'jiza. Examples of this is the she-camel of Hazrat Sayyidina Salih ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. This she-camel, this was created and this came out from a very big rock. And this was mu'jiza. This thing is also mentioned in the Holy Quran. And when they killed that she-camel, due to that, and on the nation of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, the azab came. So this was the mu'jiza of Hazrat Salih ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam. The staff, asa of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the amazing glow in his hand, the power of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in bringing the dead back to life and curing the leper and those born blind. The mu'jizat, marvelous miracles of our Prophet is abundant. So these are different types of mu'jizat which were shown by different Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam. Even a common person cannot believe this in this thing, that a human being, a normal human being can do this thing. This thing is called mu'jiza. People who live in Cape Town, they name those places where Auliyai Kamilin came, they say this is Karama. So, try to understand this thing, that the terminology of Sharia is different, and terminology of a specific region, you can say, it can differ from the terminology of Sharia. Now the Shari'i terminology of Sharia, which we are discussing now. If we talk according to Sharia that this is karamat, it means the supernatural ability. And if the people of, you can say, a certain area, they name something just like Shari'i terminologies, now we won't blame them, but that thing cannot become a Shari'i terminology. So, maybe those Islamic brothers who will see the question may come in their minds that why these people, you can say, saying karama to another thing. So, just for their information that the people of Cape Town, they normally name those places as karamat where awliyai kamilin, the saints of Allah, they stayed or they came or they sit or they performed ibadat. So, they said, let's suppose if a wali comes here and stays here and he performs ibadat, they say this is karamat. So this is the terminology of only the people of Cape Town. So according to Sharia, karamat is supernatural ability. So when such a miraculous action is evident from an ordinary believer, a common Muslim, it is called ma'unat. And the abnormal things performed by transgressors and unbelievers, in accordance with that, they say it is called istidraj, deception. So if there's a non-believer, lot of people say that this thing, miraculous thing, took place from a Hindu guru or pandit. If they, you can say they are showing such types of things, these things cannot be regarded as karamat. These things will be called as istidraj, and it is called deception. If this occurrence is contrary to what they say, it is called ihanat, offense. The Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam are certainly alive in their respective graves like they were alive whilst on earth. They eat, drink and travel as they wish. Death only overtook them for a mere moment in order to fulfill the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal promised in Holy Quran, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every creature which is alive, it will taste death. So, due to this promise of Allah, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal's Quran, there's no doubt in it. And everything which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has told will take place. So, maut and this death came, but just for a moment. So, after their death, they are alive. So their lives are even more exalted than the lives of the shuhada, martyrs. In this sense, the estate of a shaheed martyr will be distributed amongst their heirs, and his wife is permitted to remarry afterwards. But this is not so in the case of the prophets, as these things are not permissible in regards to them. So this is also one of the, you can say, very knowledgeable things for us, that shaheed, Quran says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ. Those people who are killed in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, don't think that they are even died. Don't even think. لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ. You are not allowed to think about them that they are dead. So, if a shaheed, a person who embraces martyrdom, he embraces martyrdom and he is alive in his grave, now he is ummati. He is the follower. How is it possible that follower is alive and Nabi is dead? So as we were discussing that there's a specific firqa whose leader, he claimed that every personality, whether he has a higher status or he is a lower status, he is like a cobbler in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He also wrote in his book that Anbiya-i-Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, they have died and now they are dead. This thing also he wrote in his book. So remember that Anbiya-i-Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, their lives are much more better than shuhada. Their lives are much more better than martyrs. Even the martyr's inheritance, his virasat, it's distributed in his inheritors. But Anbiya-i-Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, their case is not like this. A wife of shaheed, she is called widow. And after certain period of time, which has been mentioned by Sharia to stop from remarrying, now after that that period of iddat, she can marry with anybody else. But the wives of Anbiya-i-Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam, they are not allowed to remarry because they are considered Hunna Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Quran says, Hunna Ummahatul Mu'mineen. These wives of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mothers of believers. So how much big rank Almighty Allah gave them. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Whatever we have discussed above is general to all the Anbiya. So these are different aqaid and beliefs which we must have regarding different Anbiya ikram alayhi salatu wasalam. And these, you can say, the equal qualities for all the Anbiya. We will now discuss some of the khasa'is, unique attributes of the beloved Rasul, the Holy Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whilst the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent down towards specific nations, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was sent towards the entire creation, not only towards a human being. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent towards entire creation. Why? Because Almighty Allah said in Quran, "Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin." O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have made you mercy for entire universe. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only Nabi towards human being. He is not only Nabi towards jinnat. He is not only Nabi towards angels. He is Nabi and he is mercy and he is one of the biggest bounties of Almighty Allah as well towards entire creation. He was sent towards the humans and jinns, but in reality he was even sent towards the angels, the entire animal kingdom and towards inanimate beings as well. Just as it is fard upon humans to obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obedience to him is also fard upon the entire creation. So this may be a new thing for all of us, that not only upon Muslims, not only upon believers, not only upon human beings, the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fard upon all the animals, upon all the creation. We have We heard so many mu'jizat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called a tree and he came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he was obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fard upon the entire creation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy unto the humans, angels, jinns, whose maidens of Jannah, Ghilman, servants of Jannah, animals, and all the creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And he is most merciful upon the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin, meaning he is the seal of all the prophets. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has closed the doors of prophethood after the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, no new Nabi can come either in the era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or after his era. Anyone who believes or says it permissible for someone else to be conferred with nubuwwat either in the era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or after his blessed era is regarded as kafir. No new Nabi can come. That's why, because Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal clearly mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَلَكِرْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. He, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is regarded as last prophet of Allah. He is regarded as Khatamun Nabiyyin. Khatam means seal, seal of Anbiya. Now, nobody can come as Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest and most exalted of Allah, all Allah's creation. All the splendors and marvels that have been individually bestowed upon other prophets have been unified in the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. With the exception of these, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been blessed with many such splendors and marvels that are only unique to him. Actually, all those who received any such marvels and splendors have received them through the blessings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So every Nabi, whoever get any mu'jiza, whoever get any bounty, he got through the wasila, through the blessings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In reality, all these splendors have been only recognized as splendors because of being attributed to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophet is totally perfect in every respect of his being. Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, being perfect is not due to any quality or attribute. But the splendor is only regarded as splendor because it is a quality of the most perfect and splendid personality, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is for this reason that it became a splendid and complete. So, splendid it has become, that whomsoever possesses it is regarded as splendid person. So all the dignities, all the bounties, all the blessings, whoever got due to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all these things which are considered perfect, these things are connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why these things are regarded as qualities and bounties of Allah azza wa jalla. It is muhal, absolutely impossible for any person to be equal to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Anyone who regards any person, any other person to be equal to Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in any one of his unique attributes is either misguided or an unbeliever. So this thing is also mentioned in the book. Nabi ki ta'zeem bade bhai ki seekhijiye. If you want to pay respect to Nabi, pay respect to Nabi like your brother. So, my dear Islamic brother, and they also said in one of the, you can say one of the places, that same person, he said that Nabi ki ta'zeem gaon ke chaudhri kisi kijiye. The person who is, you can say, a well-known personality in a village. So, if you want to pay respect to Nabi, just pay respect like the one elder one of your village. So, all these sentences are regarded as kufr. So my dear Islamic brothers, there are so many new aqaid. I hope that we have learned today. This is a very, you can say, unique topic. Still, it is, it need a lot of time. So, my dear Islamic brothers, these are those basic aqaid and beliefs which are more important than our salah, which are more important than our every ibadat. If a person, he disrespects Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or he pays respect to those people who don't pay respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, this person, whatever status he got, now he can't be even considered Muslim. So, we must try our best to, first of all, rectify our aqaid, our basic beliefs, as well as we must try to, you can say, implement these things upon our life, and must try to teach our children also in such a way that they can also become a good and practicing Muslim.